senses certainly come alive as we approach the birth of Jesus Christ. We can't help but think of the sight of Christmas lights and glowing candles and the delight upon a child's face as they open their presents. And the smells are wonderful. Sugar cookies baking, cinnamon pine cones, and evergreen. Listen to the sweet sound of carolers and bells and an orchestra playing seasonal music. The sound of Santa's laughter delights a crowd of children eager to share their wishes with the jolly gift giver. And finally, imagine the touch of Christmas, the special ornaments we touch as we place them on our Christmas trees or in just a moment on the Christmas tree here in our sanctuary. The touch of that cold feeling of snowflakes, or I guess considering today the raindrops, but the snowflakes falling on us after a Christmas Eve service, or the feel of a little baby cuddled in our arms sleeping as we sit beside a fire. We remember beautiful moments and memories when we think about the ways in which our senses are heightened during this month, and although the experiences of senses were likely quite different in Bethlehem than here, with our senses we can enter into the story of Jesus' birth. Today we think about the blessing of touch. To truly understand the blessing, think for a moment what life would be like without the sense of touch. Let me tell you a story about a girl named Julie. The pediatricians finally believed something was wrong the day 2-year-old Julie placed her hands on a hot wood stove and left them there. The toddler didn't flinch or jerk her hands away. She didn't shriek. Her mother and other family members rushed to Julie's side, pulling her hands from the iron, and her soft red skin resembled slabs of raw meat. At the hospital, her mother tried again to tell the story or tell the doctor something was not right with her daughter. Julie would bump herself, cut a finger accidentally, or fall down and react oddly. No whimpers, no tears. One pediatrician said she just had a high tolerance for pain, her mother recalls. It was more serious than that. Julie felt nothing. And physicians ultimately diagnosed Julie, now 28, with a rare form of congenital insensitivity to pain. Julie has no sensation of touch, temperature, deep pressure, or vibrations in her limbs and parts of her chest and back. She does have sensation in her head and portions of her trunk. Julie's motor nerves work correctly. She can move her arms and legs and turn her head at will. And for Julie, this condition is as frustrating as it is isolating. Of all the senses, the sense of touch is what grounds us in our daily lives and connects us around our surroundings. Julie doesn't know the prick of dewy grass beneath her feet, the confidence of a firm handshake, or the warmth of a Saturday morning snuggled beneath the covers. Buttoning a shirt is impossible. Typing is laborious, and walking requires attention to each step. She's literally out of touch in her world. Figuratively, Elizabeth and Mary are out of touch with the world that they live in. With Mary, it's obvious. She is a young virgin teenager pregnant with the Savior of the world. Everything about her story screams impossible. Imagine the amount of shame and embarrassment Mary confronted when the news of her pregnancy was revealed. And then there is Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is older and has remained childless, despite her desire to become a mother. In the world Elizabeth lived in, barrenness was frowned upon. An inability to carry a child to birth assumed that the mother was enmeshed in sin. Elizabeth was also old, and well, at that point, it was likely that the community around her had given up on the wife of their priest bearing a child. Both women are overcoming the impossibilities in their lives, all because God has touched their lives in extraordinary ways. When God intervenes in our lives, beautiful and amazing things suddenly happen. What once felt impossible becomes possible. I imagine the touch of God in the lives of Mary and Elizabeth resulted in a strong desire for them to see one another. At least it appears so with Mary. It seems that when we are touched by the hand of God, we desire to be in connection and community with those who we feel will understand us. And so Mary goes to her cousin Elizabeth, and amazing things happen when they greet one another. As Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, her baby also was touched by the Spirit and moved. Well, not just moved, but leaped. Today, our story offers us an Advent reminder. The touch of Christmas requires a response. There is no way we can experience the touch of Christ and ignore it. The power of touch comes in many forms. Elizabeth and Mary experienced the touch of the Holy Spirit in their lives that resulted in their pregnancies. And yet there was nothing supernatural about the way that they carried their sons. They felt the joy of a kicking baby and the pain of childbirth. And just like that, Jesus entered into the world. God didn't stay away from humanity when they stopped listening to the prophets he sent or the commandments he shared. God so loved the world that he sent his only son into the world so that he might experience all the touch and all the taste, all the sights and smell and sounds of life lived on earth. There are so many other ways that God could have entered this world, and yet he arrives in the most intimate way, in the most remarkable way. And in the process, God touches the lives of two women in a way that forever changed their lives. Do we still believe in the touch of God in our own lives? Perhaps it's more difficult in a world full of skepticism and practicality. We don't have time to entertain silly thoughts of supernatural power entering our lives in remarkable ways. But what if we could? What if we would believe during the season in the powerful touch of Jesus Christ within our lives? A touch that is more powerful than Santa Claus or the best Hallmark movie or anything else we do to prepare for Christmas. What if this season we would prepare room in our hearts to experience the supernatural touch of God's love? That's our challenge in this season of waiting with expectation, to remember that the season is about celebrating the touch of God upon our lives and the blessed gift of Jesus Christ. And like Mary and Elizabeth, to be thankful and joyful. The touch of God's love will be revealed in the birth of his only son. The question we ponder today is, how will we respond to this touch? As we know, Jesus did enter the world, Son of God and Son of Mary and Joseph, both fully divine and fully human. This in itself might be the most remarkable thing, except for one thing. What might be even more remarkable is that God invites us to experience the birth of his son in an intimate and real way. Not only are the lives of Elizabeth and Mary changed by the touch of Jesus, but we experience change in our lives when we too accept and embrace the touch of Jesus. Thanks be to God for the touch of Christmas, the touch of love that came down to us and for us. Amen. Let us now add the touch of God's promises to our sanctuary as we prepare for Christ's birth.